It's gone. That person was delivered. Now, that's in another realm. Got caught up in the spirit. And what are we going to deal with the spirit? Well, you had discerning of spirits in a vision form. He saw the spirit. But he says, now, I will perform it. You said rightly, and I will perform it. Well, if they don't speak, how is God going to perform it? What is an almond tree? I was studying on that today. A staff for striking. Now get this. Made from an almond tree. It's like an early morning like a rooster that would make noise and early in the morning. An almond tree is one of the earliest to show life in the spring. In other words, it starts springing out. The earliest it shows, it happens before anything else happens. The rooster is up in the morning before anybody else is. All the birds, that rooster is up there 4 in the morning. Have you ever had one of those? He's up, the first one up. What's he talking about? He's saying that I'm showing you some things even before it happens early. See, that's the watchman on the tower. If the watchman doesn't have any light, how is all the people around going to have any light? And that brings me to this. Now, let's go over to what we was talking about. I got more insight on that during the week, and I want to go over to Luke 11. Are you getting something out of this? Luke 11. And it says 11:33. We read this out. I know. Now, remember, truth is all parallel, and you don't want to take something out of context and what it doesn't mean. I want to show you something. My wife and I have been doing some studying. That right there, all those pages, is just introduction for the prophet's ministry. And I haven't even got into this. I want to talk about how you're called into it. How do you know you are? There's just so much here that we need to discuss, that we need to talk, we need to teach on. We need to the information that people need to know. Now notice what it says in Luke 11:23. No man, when he had lighted a candle, put it into a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. And the light of the body is the eye. Everybody say the eye. Therefore, when thy eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thy eye is evil, and thy body is also full of darkness, take heed therefore that the light which is in thee be not darkness, if thy whole body therefore be full of light. Now, the thing that the Lord was bringing out to me, that I believe that you could say parallel, that the prophet is the light to the body of Christ. And when the prophet speaks, it brings light and revelation for the whole body to have light, and we know which way to go in direction. Of course, we always go by the scriptures and by the Word of God. For instance, and you heard me say this before, but I'm just going to keep saying it, keep saying it, keep saying it. For instance, like what happened at camp meeting. And I've been all over the world since that camp meeting. All over the United States and Sweden and England and everything. And just about everywhere I went, everybody was confused by what Brother Hagin said. Some of the things he said by the Spirit of God. Well, I wasn't there Monday night, but I was there all the other nights, and I wasn't confused at all. I knew exactly what he was saying by the Spirit of God. Just, you know, listening to what he's saying. But you know something? What is irritating to me, or with my fast lightning mind, I can't understand for the sake of me why anybody said, well, that ain't right. He's not right. He got talking about clapping. I know what he talks about clapping. I know what he means by that. He didn't say that all clapping was of the devil. But, I mean, that's what I came back with some of these people. Did you hear what Brother Hagin prophesied? Well, I'll just be stupid and say, well, what did he say? He said that. I said, that ain't what he said. He didn't say that. He said, well, I don't care. This is the way we're going to do it. And I look at him. I says, you know, and this is what came to me. You know, If I knew a man that has been in the market or into investing for 50 years, and every time he made an investment, he hit it right on. Even if I don't care for much for the man, I know that he's accurate. And if he comes and says, "Now, Ed, if you give me $1,000, I'll invest it within 30 days, you'll have $10,000. I'll give him the $1,000 because I know that he's right on. The track record is right. Well, you look at a man like Brother Hagin's caliber and you get some old pipsqueak that couldn't prophesy himself out of a wet paper sack and say, "Bless God, he is wrong." Well, brother, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to listen. You say, "Well, we're also," no, they bring this up. "Now, you're not to follow after prophecy. You're not to follow." We'll get into that in a minute. You use that. "Well, we're led by the Spirit, and this is the way the Spirit is leading me." And here Jesus appears to the prophet of God and tells him, "Tell them," this is what you're to say. What is he doing? There is the eye bringing light to the body of Christ. And because they're full of darkness, and some of them don't want the light because it goes against their little old, they don't want to make those corrections. "I ain't getting rid of my tippy toe girls in my church. We're still going to have our, what they call, Holy Ghost teaching center, dancing centers. Training. We're going to train them how to dance." Huh. And he said, Jesus said, "Don't bring the brass in. Don't bring the brass into the tabernacle." And that's what we're trying. And here, Jesus appears to a man, been in the ministry 50-some years, and his track record is excellent. He's not a novice. And they go around and say, "Well, he got in the flesh and he is wrong. I don't care what he says. He ain't God." No, that's true. But I'm going to tell you something. He's bringing light. And let me tell you what God says about that. Glory to God. We haven't even got this thing introduced. Listen to what Amos chapter 3 says. You remember Amos and Andy? Years ago. No. But Amos chapter 3 verse 7. I'll read it to you. You can look it up later. "Surely the Lord God will do nothing but he revealeth his secret unto the servants, the prophets." You see, the prophets are the ones that are set in church to bring light into the body of Christ, and then the teachers will build on that foundation. God's showing me things, so I go in, and that's the light of that. That's where I start teaching and preaching in the body of Christ. Which direction? You see, that's why we've gotten so goofed up, and they got goofed up prophets. Well, you've got to judge them. Gee, there's so much in here. Now notice what he said there. Let me read something else to you. It says, "Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he reveal his secret unto the servants, the prophets." You ready for some more? Go over to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. If you obey what the prophet of God said last July, if the pastors will obey and what the Spirit of God, not what they think or what somebody else said, I'm saying what he said out of his mouth. A lot of times people run all over the country, "Well, he said this, he said, Ed Dufresne said this." Well, what in context did he say that? You know, people go around twisting everything around. That's why I check things out. Somebody's going to give you $100,000. Praise the Lord. But where's he at? "Well, he just said he was going to do it." You know, it's just like saying, "Hey, Ed, let's have lunch." "Well, where at?" "Well, any place." I mean, you got to be specific. Specific in what he said, what he was saying by the Spirit of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? That they're bringing light. The prophets are speaking, but if the body of Christ ain't going to listen, then we're going to be in darkness. I wonder how many movements we've really missed, movements of God, because the church would not listen. They're going to do what they're going to do. That's why you got all kinds of churches on every corner. They're all dead. Denominationalism. Because this is it. We got this revelation. The prophet said this. And they just keep going. And two or five or six waves and 60 years went by and they're still the same as they were before. It's because they didn't listen to the prophets of the land and then build the foundation on that and go on. Huh? Now, I know a lot of people take that wrong. Well, we're going to follow this prophet and he leads us up in the mountains and we store food and that's the foundation. No, I'm not talking about that. I don't know how people get dippity-doo. I don't know how they get so dippy. I've never seen so many dipsticks in the body of Christ. Couldn't even hardly say it. Dipsticks in the body of Christ there is today. And with all the teaching that goes out, they get dippier, it seems like. You wasn't forced in this place. You came in voluntarily. So, and I know you can voluntarily leave too. But that's the truth. There's some things that we need to learn about what God has said in the church. If God set Brother Hagin, I'm using him as a prime example in the prophet's ministry, because really he's been my teacher. That's the one that I've learned from. That's the one that has imparted things from his mantle to mine through the years. You understand what I'm talking about? Along with some other, but he primarily. And I've watched him, his humility, his meekness, and yet when the Lord dealt with him, some of the things he'd rather not. You've heard himself. I'd just rather go sit by a creek and, what is it, wild onion, eat wild onions or whatever. But the Spirit of God anointed his lips, and here's some things he has to command. And I thank God that the direction that he changed in that spirit realm. Let me tell you something, when the prophets start making the changes and they start getting blessed, that means the rest of the body is going to get more light and we're going to get blessed too. Huh? Now listen. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and it says, the 14th verse, about in the last part of it, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. I like that. That was in here tonight when we were singing. And he said, "Hearken ye, Judea, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, this saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's." It's God's, not our battle. Glory. Take that, devil. Glory be to God. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff, and you shall find them at the end of the brook for the wilderness. And you shall not need to fight in this battle. Boy, that's a nice battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judea and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Praise the Lord. Can you say amen? And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judea and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Glory be to God. And the Levi, 20th verse. And they rose early in the morning and went forth to the wilderness. And they went forth, and Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judea, you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God." Notice what he said. "Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established." We're established in the Lord. Amen. Now notice what he said. "Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." Believe them. Well, Brother Hagin says, I'm using his example again. If Brother Hagin says what Jesus told him, and I believe what he says and act on it, I'll prosper. Can you say amen? Amen. I'll just come back and preach to you. Glory be to God. You'll prosper by listening. Why? It's because they're bringing light on things. As an eye would bring light into the body of Christ. And that's what he is doing. That's why it's important, very important, critical in the next 2 years that the prophets say what the Spirit of God is saying. And they don't back down and worry about being made fun of and everything else. I tell you, I've never seen so much disrespect in my life to different men in God. You get cocky, you think you know everything. You don't know nothing. Well, I wouldn't say that. I'm just saying we don't know nothing compared to what God knows. Huh? You don't have all the light. Praise God for the Holy Ghost. To illuminate the Scriptures and teach us and so forth like that. But my brother and sister, we need the prophet's ministry to come up. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. No, no. Glory be to God. No. You spirit of murder, I command you, you will not kill that man in Jesus' name. Come down from your place of go back. Go back. In Jesus. No, you won't kill that man of God. No, you won't in Jesus' name. I bind you and I command you to go back and assist in your maneuvers in Jesus' name. And the most papa papa ba yili lili boko bulidi. Kishindi baha da bode di basa. And you spirit of murder that wants to kill that political leader that God has anointed. I command you to desist back in your maneuvers in the name of Jesus and go back where you ini masakasha tapo kumbo. In Jesus' name. Yes, and God will perform it and it will not happen. Ishiki baganda bokin lid. Yes, Lord. Let ni mosidin ni mahata. Ah, ni mas oto li di ni mas akasa don the bore di ni mas 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 kidi ba kididi ba ege ni mung ni masukubu shiki ni mahata te. Ede bongi ni maado shiti ni mas 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 ede bas kisi ki baton do ni mongi ni ma asumba papai ah subugi ni mas eshi pe bama abane ni mas shuto tu pusi ki de. Thank you, Jesus. Let's put our hands up and just praise Him. Oh, my. You know, we can have God just... I was dealing with some other things there. Now, see, there's going to be a preacher that's going to prosper from things that were done in the spirit realm. Because I saw a preacher that the devil was going to try to shoot him, kill him, and also a political leader. But, see, those men will prosper from... I was just... And God brought it to my attention. I was reading the Ministry of a Prophet book years ago by Brother Hagin, I think it was. And one of his books that he was talking about when he was in a church and they were praying for a girl or a woman had cancer in her, I believe it was her breath, and she'd come to the meetings and nothing happened, you know, they'd pray for her, nothing happened. And then he got caught up and he went into the Spirit. There's something there that is deeper and stronger. When that mantle comes on, where you see in that other realm, there's something deeper. And every time there's 100%. And when he dealt, he saw that, you know, when he went in the spirit, Brother Hagin, he saw that spirit was hanging off her breast, and he told it to go, and it would sit and lay down the floor and whimpered, and it took off. Now, I know that's a discerning of spirits and word of knowledge, but why isn't that happening all the time in Christian, in regular Christian? See, there's a deeper anointing there in the prophet's ministry, and that's over there in Jeremiah, and I haven't put... I got, God's going to give me more revelation. Because He said He'll perform what you're seeing. And I know when that happens in my ministry, when it happens, every time there's 100%. Like their faith ain't even involved in it. This is God and the prophet. Now I can be corrected, you know. So you teachers, you get out and get your scriptures together and help me. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Let's just put our hands up and praise Him and worship Him. Glory be to God. There's more there. There's more there. Now you see what I mean? We're still getting it introduced. And here's the third night already, and it ain't even got into. But there's more there. Lord, the prophets rise up. Bring light. Bring revelation. America needs prophets that are not bought with a price. That won't pimp their ministries for a price. Small or big, they go to the small churches or the big churches. Yes, Lord. And we'll obey God. That will obey God. When somebody says, well, I don't believe that. I think he was in the flesh. Oh yeah, you ought to look at his track record. I'm not trying to defend Brother Hagin. I know where, but I'm just using that as an example. That's all right. Because he's got a proven, he's not a novice. How many recognize that? This man's not a novice. Some people think he is. He's probably forgotten than what I ever know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you love Him? Don't you love Him? Don't you love Him? Hey, can you tell? You see that anointing? That is, it's deeper. It's different than that is anointing on evangelists or anointing on a teacher. And all of them are valid. Please, don't misunderstand. I'm not taking away from those other gifts. We're talking about the office of a prophet. And don't run off and just say one thing I said tonight without hearing all the tapes and waiting for all this teaching is out. And there's more to it. Now, you remember I said something about prophecy. You know, we've heard where we're not led by prophecy, and that's truth. Or we're not led by the prophets. And that's true. There's no doubt about that. But on the other hand, it says here, if you believe on His prophets, so shall you prosper. You got to weigh it out. If a prophet is proven and matured and walking before the Lord with a pure heart and obedience to the Lord Jesus, see, that's important. If you're a rebellious prophet, then I don't know, I don't want to listen to him. He will speak the word of the Lord, and he should prophesy in agreement with the Holy Scriptures. Isn't that right? It should be in line with the Word of God. Well, you know, that's what I'm talking about. You get these little hot airs going around prophesying under the generals, and they think they're... You know, they're going around and watching X-rated movies, and they're going to come and prophesy to me. Are they living in the world? I ain't going to listen to you. Hey, tell you, you can't be a prophet and have a worldly spirit either. Because I'm going to tell you, that harlot will get your power. Notice what the prophet's prophecies were. His prophecies will enhance and confirm the Word of God and never violate it or contradict it. It, true prophecy. See, if there's some things... Now, those men could have been helped when God had us. There was a demonstration publicly. These men would not come forward and repent. They would not repent. So they were confronted... And there was a demonstration where there was three men of God and what happened. And yet, if they would have repented, it would have been enriched. It wasn't doom or gloom. They would have been enriched in their lives. They would have brought light in their life. They could have been set free of that bondage, that adulterous spirit. Huh? Do you know this, that there was a time when you're talking about, everybody's criticizing PTL, but there were several prophets that were sent to that place to prophesy, and a lot of things would have never happened if they'd have listened to the prophets, but they didn't. You want to know why? Because they don't discern the prophet's ministry that is in the body of Christ. Now there's a aborted type of a message. What do you mean by aborted? And it's trying to abort the true thing. The devil will always come in and try to abort, and we got this teaching, I'm the apostle of your church. I come in, submit. No, there's a relation. I have people across the nation now. We recognize you and we love you, and we've watched your ministry through the years, and we're just telling you that you're a prophet to this church. When you come and you speak. Now that ain't lifting up man. There's the truth. Why? Out of covenant, and there's a relationship. You see, Mark and I, as friends, we have a relationship. We understand one another. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So there's no misunderstanding what we'd say to each other. Now, for me to come into another church where there's no relationship, no covenant, nothing, and say, submit! See, that's a bunch of bull. Hogwash. Or you're going to go elect a prophet to sit in your church because you want a resident prophet. Residue, whatever. Are you listening to me? Will enhance and confirm the Word of God, never violate or contradict it. If true prophecy, it will enrich and enhance our relationship with the Lord and with each other. Make us more dependent on the Lord and not an unhealthy dependence on the prophet. Yes, see, now this is what I'm talking about. That's what people are saying, what Brother Hagin said. Well, we don't depend on the prophet. But you remember that that'll bring light. See, we've used that. Well, we're not led. No, we're not led. We're led by the Spirit. But on the other hand, I want to bring this out to you and throw it out. Then we can also, we're led by the Spirit, but we can also be led in the light that a prophet brings by the Spirit of God. Huh? Now how many churches, I'll tell you, everyone that says no, that we're not going to listen to what he said over there at camp meeting by the Spirit, or anywhere else. I'm using that as an illustration. I tell you, you guys that work around the man, I'd carry a tape recorder in your pocket, man. I mean, get in the back room, I thought, "Boss, yeah." Man, I'd have a pocket tape recorder. Listen and then do and prosper from what they say by in the Spirit. No, we're not led. If it ain't in line with it, if it ain't in line with the Word of God, you don't want to listen to it. I judge it according to the Word of God. I have people that come and tell me things. I want to tell you, you can't shut yourself off from everybody. And there's going to be things that will come to you. You judge it with the Word of God. There's several things. I judge the man's fruit in his life. I'm talking about the kind of clothes he wears, what kind of car. Well, he's got good fruit in that area. No, I'm talking about spiritually. And his track record. Seasoned. Right kind of character. His love. Moving right along, since that didn't go over too big. And it will produce a new flow of life in gathering and not bondage. See, true prophecy will come for that, won't bring bondage. You know, I heard some whippersnapper say the other day, well, you know, and I remember again, I'm just using Brother Hagin as illustration because I, what things that were said at the camp meeting, if you weren't there, you'd, somebody's got some tapes or something, you can listen, but just say, bless God, I just think, I ain't going to do it. Say that again. Let's just put our hands. I lost what the Lord said a minute ago, and I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know what it was. He said that that's bringing bondage back in the church of the light, that what he said. And actually, if he only realized that it's bringing light to get you set free. You see, and so you can go the other realm, you can go on the other side of the penguin and get into bondage and say, well, we're not led by the prophet's man because we don't like what he said. Hello? Are you getting something out of this? It will contribute prophecy to profit in a meeting or a church because prophecy conveys the purpose and the mind of God. A prophet makes it plain and brings understanding and light. I like that. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Look at that. Prophets always confirm what God has already been speaking to you. It is true that the Holy Spirit is revealing to us everything we need to know. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things at the same time as we many times close our spiritual ears to certain areas, so God in His wisdom has the prophet speak what we don't want to hear. The flesh wars against the things of the Spirit. There's things I don't like to hear. You got to make that little adjustment. See, that's what a prophet does. Did you get anything out of this? See, that's what a prophet does. See, I think we have just, when we taught on the five gift ministries, we just kind of went over them. And, to see, well, these are the type of gifts, and this is what they operate. And that's been good through the years. I've learned some things. But there's some deeper things coming. What I mean by deeper, more a light and illumination on especially the prophet's ministry, because we need the prophet's ministry to come on the forefront. Most of your Pentecostal denominations don't know nothing about the prophet's ministry. You know, he's on the side of the hill eating wild locusts or something like that, you know, and a weirdo, you know, kind of with long hair, you know, and hadn't took a bath in 30 days. No. Believe His prophets, and so shall ye prosper. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Put your hands up and praise Him and worship Him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You'll hear about that political leader. You'll hear about that somebody tried to assassinate him, but it never happened. I don't know if he's going to shoot at him and the angel knocked him out. I don't know, but I just know that it won't happen. But we'll hear about it. I'll share this with you, and that's why I like to use somebody else as an illustration, for it won't look like it's bringing attention to myself. But yet it's a fact. I was in my church in South Bay Christian Center one Sunday morning, and that same thing come to me, and I saw that somebody's going to try to kill the President of the United States. I don't know if you was there that morning. You was going to church when I said that. And then we went to I went to Texas And I was in the room with Norval Hayes, and we heard right then that the young man had tried to kill our president. But it didn't happen. And I told the congregation, pray, 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 pray. See, what that brought, light, illumination, what God revealed. I went in the Spirit and saw that. And we was able to deal with it. Can you imagine, though, if we did away with the prophet's ministry? So you men that... And maybe we'll be able to... Well, you want to come back to learn more about it, especially you that have you know without a shadow of doubt, you got to know it. You just don't think it. You don't call yourself. But you know. These things will even enhance your ministry and help you. Praise the Lord. You'll be able to recognize that anointing. And you'll be able to recognize it in others. And you'll be able to recognize it in the meetings. You know what's a blessing is like over here at the camp meeting when Brother Hagin spoke publicly. You know what's really good about that is that we get to listen and then obey that it brought that light and we can prosper off of it. So we ought to pray that they do it more in the forefront than they do it in their prayer closet. That way we can hear and we can obey and bring light and bring light and illumination to us. So it's important. Did you hear what I said? I said it's important. So that's why I like to teach these young men. You know, I mean, I like to share it. That'll listen. That will listen. And they'll be able to prosper and bring light and help their churches. But the ones that won't, you watch all over the land. You see one, man, they had such a big church, but what happened? What happened? What happened? It just dwindled. The anointing ain't there. And it just did that. What happened? I mean, he was just an upcoming young man. I mean, just the anointing of God. He could teach and preach. But what happened? Because he didn't listen last July. He didn't listen to what the Spirit of God said. And he said, nah, he's just old-fashioned. You know, this is a new thing. Just bear witness what's being said. But see, that brought light. That brought illumination. If he'd listened, then he'd prosper. Their churches will prosper. That's why God set him in the church. That's why God set the apostle in the church and the pastor. They have a character about it. They have a special anointing. That's why, you know, that's why I'm so church-oriented. Because God said he set in the church a pastor. A lot of you preachers don't even have a pastor. And you're going to be weak in areas of your life because you don't have a pastor. Because God set them in the church. Same thing as a prophet. We recognize the pastor's ministry. That's why I won't be a renegade and have meetings out here just to have meetings. And for people just to run around. You are you listening to me? God set in the church first apostles, sent ones that go special anointing to do special things. Then the prophet's ministry, then the evangelist, then the pastor, then the teacher. They're all valid. We need to discern every one of those. But I'm going to tell you, brother and sister, unless you don't submit, I mean, or let me put it this way. If you do not discern a pastor that was sent in the body of Christ, you don't have a pastor, you'll always be weak. God told me that. When I moved here in town, I was just floating around, you know, I'll go over here at this meeting. God said, no, you need, I said, well, I travel all the time. I said, where's your family when you're on the road? Now, I don't want my son running off and being a jerk because I didn't obey God. We need to discern the ministry of a pastor too. You understand what I'm talking about? You preachers, you listen to me. I know preachers here in town. Their kids are like a bunch of animals. When they're off preaching and winning the world, and their kids are out riding around motorcycles on Sunday morning when they should be in church. Oh, there we go. Spirit of religion. Bondage, that ain't bondage. What Brother Hagin said ain't bondage when that young whippersnapper said, well, he's putting us back into bondage. No, he ain't. He's bringing light. Obey the scriptures. You can't get around it. I said you can't get around it. You're going to have to obey God. I said you're going to have to obey God.